It's very good to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, we've got a new series of Essex Tales today, do we not? And you're going to start it with what exactly?
We have indeed. I'm starting with The Prodigal Cat of Canewdon.
Don't dare ask what this is. Anyway, you're going to tell me.
I will tell you. Right, this concerns Canewdon, the Fanbridge area, end of Canewdon, mm-hmm. I should say. And the cat in question is a cat called Fluffy. Right. Now, during the Second World War, there was a radar operators camp at Canewdon. And it was there throughout most of the duration of the war. And it attracted a large colony of feral cats, probably attracted by the radio operators putting food out for them. And it just so happened, 2 years before the end of the war, a domesticated cat by the name of Fluffy had gone missing from one of the houses in the locality. When they decided to shut down the radio operators' camp at the end of the war, the authorities called in a vet who, incidentally, was named Mr. Sparrow, just throw that right. in, to, shall we say, dispose of the feral colony of cats, right. because it was felt kinder to do that than just leave the cats to starve when the radar operators moved out. So suddenly, after being missing for 2 years, Fluffy turns up back at his home, much to the amazement of his former owners, in prime condition and smelling strongly of perfume. Now, did Fluffy have a sixth sense and realised that if he hung around the camp, he was liable to be disposed of? That we don't know, but he turned up and he was promptly taken to Mr. Sparrow, the vet, to new to him and to stop his wanderings. Little PS to this story. At the end of the camp, when the radio operators moved out,
yeah.
it became a camp for displaced persons from all over Europe. But as far as we know, Fluffy never reappeared and stayed in his own home.
Fair enough. Okay, well, thanks very much indeed. Actually, curiously, we had a local vet called Mr. Sparrow, so I wonder whether indeed he was related to the Mr. Sparrow.
Could be.
That I think it's highly probable.
Could be the son of.
It could well be.
The daughter of or whatever. Absolutely.
Anyway, where are you off to next week?
I'm off to Chichester Hall, now the Chichester Hotel, between Wickford and Rayleigh.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.